This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. Thursday is upon us, April the 2nd, 2020. Kara and I were just discussing the size carrot that I have every day. Do you have traditions, Victoria? Every day you do something, either eat something or you do something in the same way that you've done every other day of your life?
No, actually.
No?
No. I feel like every day is totally different, yeah.
Really?
I mean, aside from, like, eating meagles and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, but what you eat, I have a carrot every day. And so I just said that to Kara when I sat down. I've just had my daily carrot. She wanted to know whether it was a big one or a small one. And I went into this whole treatise about what happens, you know, those perfectly sized carrots that you get in the plastic bags. They have a machine that cuts the carrots up and then shapes them. It's like putting a piece of wood on a lathe. And they make them so that they're all pretty much uniform, the same size. And that's not the kind of carrot I like. I like the carrot that looks, oh, scrat. Yeah, they have little things hanging from it. Comes right out of the ground. That's basically what you see on the end of a carrot is a root, because the carrot itself is a root. It's like beets or potatoes. They are roots, and they have strings on them. More obvious with a beet or a carrot than with probably most anything else. It's not as obvious with a potato. But now, Kara's saying to herself, she said to me, that's a little more information than I expected to get. What'd you expect me to say?
That it was a big carrot or a small carrot, like I asked, instead of the whole history of the carrot that you're eating.
Yeah, right.
The history of the carrot. Now,
sometimes
who else?
Sometimes there's a simple answer to a simple question.
Yes, there are, but sometimes there are complicated answers to simple questions. For example, do you believe the Chinese or not? Simple answer, no. But is there a reason why you don't? Well, today's Bloomberg report is underscoring the numbers of how much China has concealed the extent of the outbreak in their country. They have underreported it, like the Epoch Times has suggested. We've had those reporters on a couple of times. This is the Chinese news agency that's founded by people who grew up in China, and they've repatriated to America, but they have strong ties, so their information is very discordant with what the Chinese propaganda is. And so the number of cases, the number of people who have died from the disease, basically Bloomberg's saying it's anybody's guess, because there's no info. China is still virtually on lockdown. There's a picture of one of the major airports, and the only people walking around the airports are people with guns or in uniform, the garb that they wear to protect themselves, like you were looking at a bad movie. Right? Outbreak, all those other places, those other movies. Have you seen some of it here, though? Haven't we? Some of the healthcare workers, aren't they dressing like that to protect themselves?
Yep. Well, when they have the equipment, yes.
Yeah, right. This report basically says, if I can paraphrase, that the reporting on cases in China has been intentionally incomplete. In other words, China's numbers are fake. That's what the Bloomberg report says. The story about where it broke out, the public report was there were 3,300 deaths. In fact, there were 82,000, according to this report. And this is info that now has been compiled by Johns Hopkins University. 189,000 cases in another area of China. They reported 4,000, you know, stuff like that. So I don't know what this does other than continues to make my case, or not just me, a lot of people are making the case, that there needs to be some form of restitution paid by the Chinese. In some way, shape, or form, they have to be held accountable. The question is going to be how they are held accountable and when they are held accountable, and I suppose in some circles, if they're going to be held accountable. Is it going to be just to, like, sweep it under the rug? It's certainly not our focus now because we've got to get rid of it first. But what do we, what do you think about them so far? Here's the total. You want to know what the total is for every American so far of this? Want to take a guess? Dollar-wise. How much, as of today, Bloomberg says, every American, $48,272.29. That's what it's cost every living American to this point to deal with this. $48,000.
Or is that what it's cost the government? Because that doesn't...
Okay. Divide
to
the,
cover the cost of this, the, that makes more sense, right?
Okay,
the government,
whatever...
Yeah,
we aren't paying it, but yet it's being done in our name. So sooner or later, the idea is because we fund the government, we're going to pay for it. Does that make sense? Explaining it that way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
But the problem right now is, you know, there's just no revenue going into any of the states on lockdown. You know, I mean, Governor Cuomo has said that, the, you know, New York is broke. And so, and now they're not even going to get tax revenue until July 15th.
Yep.
New Jersey pushed it to July 15th as well. The federal government pushed it to July 15th. So there's no revenue whatsoever coming in. Yep. And, you know, and sales tax. Think about that way. How many states live and, and die off of sales tax?
Yep.
It's way, way down.
Nothing's being sold, essentially. So anyway... I guess I just, in terms of the Chinese, the fake numbers and and what it is that if we have, I have been, I don't know, for a long time I haven't had any respect, not for the, you know, everybody wants to make a big deal. Oh, you got to be careful about what you say about the Chinese. No, I don't have to be careful about what I say about the Chinese because I'm talking about the government. And they make it clear that I'm talking about the government. I'm talking about the people that live there that are Chinese. And only an ignoramus would come back and say to me, oh, you shouldn't talk like the about the Chinese like that. No, I'm not talking about the Chinese
We're not talking about the people, yeah.
I'm talking about the government.
The government.
That is responsible for all of this stuff. However it was, I mean, there's so many different ways you can take this apart. But anyway, the update here from Bloomberg is not any different than what I expected, except it sort of puts a number, a real number behind it, rather than the speculation. Because remember when the lady reporter from the Epoch Times said, whatever number they give you, multiply it times 40. And that was what the numbers, whatever that ended up. But these are specific numbers that come. And it may be, how is Bloomberg getting the numbers? You know, who knows? Where else, at least they are putting something on paper that puts it in a different perspective. So now, let us deal with your health and well-being from the point of view of the size of your waist and how much your body mass index is off from what it ought to be. And so if you're thinking about achieving that goal, there is no better time, probably has never been a better time in your life to aim for health than right now. Right here, right now is the time to get into good shape, to achieve that health, the optimum weight that you're looking for, body mass index, whatever it is. And my advice to you, our advice to you, is to do what the folks at Calitrin are suggesting. Go to toploss.com and look at the formula that they use. Look at their experience. Look at their success rate. Look at what people say about the product. And they offer a lot of resources, too. Weight loss tips, that sort of thing. They put together a lot of simple weight loss tips for men and women. Learn all about it at toploss.com. The first and number one healthiest choice, because there's nothing in it formulaically. It's all stimulant-free, no caffeine, that stuff, no drugs. It's safe and effective. And once you lose the weight, you keep it off if you stay on the program for 6 months. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Get free shipping. You're able to buy three or more and double your order. So if you buy three, you get six. You buy four, you get eight. See, you figure, there's the number. And that's the, if you stay on it that long, you'll not only lose the weight, but you keep it off. Let's be healthy. This is the time you owe it to yourself and your family and your loved ones. Toploss.com is the website. The code is DJV for the discounts. Get on the program, lose the weight, and get healthy.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so a couple of things. We talk about what's going on here and there and everywhere, but we've pretty much stuck to it. I was looking at a couple of other things around the world that attracted my attention. British Airways today suspended 36,000 employees. And that's pretty much the number. American has suspended almost 50,000. Likewise, at Delta and United, most of the airlines have furloughed at least a third of their staff, paying them 50% so they keep their health insurance, waiting for whatever check is going to come to them to keep them afloat. If they didn't get the money and this thing didn't stop by July, two of the three major carriers would go bankrupt. And that's the way it is pretty much all around. The folks in Venezuela, the criminal charges that have been filed, this is, again, stuff, nobody's talking about this because we're all talking about the virus, but the Justice Department filing drug trafficking charges against Maduro. He's the one that didn't win, but he stayed, right?
Yes, correct. He's the one who's supposed to go. Guaido is the one who was supposed to take over.
So apparently he manages a drug trafficking organization.
Oh, what a shock.
I know. It is a shock. So the Department of Justice unsealed a superseding indictment. So can we really do that? Can we sue somebody? Can our government sue another?
International courts of law allow that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that comes doesn't that come from like the Geneva Act or something
So why can't we go after the Chinese premier and president for crimes against humanity?
That would pretty much, I think, bring everything to a grinding halt, and that would ruin a lot of American business. And
pretty much everything is at a grinding halt anyway. All right, 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Things have changed. Some things have not changed. Our Throwback Thursday segment is a respite for all. I can't tell you the millions of people who want to hear me get into the history of music.
Fake news. The
top five songs from this. Well, it's not fake that we do this every Thursday at this time.
It's fake that millions of people want to hear you sing
over
these songs.
No, it's actually tens of millions of people that want to hear me sing along. Top five songs for this week in 1971. First one at number five belongs to Karen and Richard Carpenter. Her fabulous voice applied to a song called For All We Know. It always brings a tear to my eye.
Add it to the list, Kara.
Yeah. Yep. Richard playing the flute. So there are a lot of contrasts in the music. Pop music in the early to mid-70s was just that. It was pop. It was all over the place. And so we have this ballad from the Carpenters. They were very big in the pop music field for as long as from when they were teenagers to when Karen died. And so this is the imprint from that week in 71. As we move up the list, number four belongs to Ike and Tina Turner. And you're talking about a contrast. It's Proud Mary. Any number of covers for this song, but this is the one that really made it. She's
awesome.
Oh, my God. What energy there is today.
How she was able to dance. I mean, she was like the original Beyonce. How she could dance like
moved
that
around.
And still sing live.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yep. Fabulous stuff. Proud Mary was number four this week. This was before it was public that Ike used to beat her. And then he became, actually at one point in time in 1972 or 73, he was voted the most unpopular human in America, Ike Turner.
Well, for good reason.
Yeah, oh, bad guy. Bad, bad guy. Okay, there's a Welshman who had 13 number one songs over the course of his career. Ladies love him. Tom Jones. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady.
You know, I don't get this guy. I don't get the appeal. Women.
He had he wore tight pants when he performed. But say what?
Women were crazy for him, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I remember being at a concert. He invited me. I had interviewed him. There was a theater in the round in Framingham when I was a kid called the Chateau de Ville. And so he was performing, and I interviewed him. And so, matter of fact, Bob, if he's listening, remember that, because we did a series on WBZ, public performers, and used to go there all the time and interview the people who were singing. So I went to the show. I think Bob went with me. And there was a woman who ran down there, police at all. It was a theater in the round, a summer theater. So this woman, huge, I mean, she was huge. She ran down to the stage and took her bra off and threw it.
Oh, my God. Did he throw it back?
Oh. No, he kept it. No, he kept it. No.
Keep it as a hat. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. That was that's my Tom Jones story. Number two this week, Temptations. It's really getting fabulous. Motown at its best. Just my imagination running away with me. Number two this week.
It was just my imagination.
So number one, I was one of three disc jockeys in the country that didn't like this lady. I didn't have anything against her. I just didn't like her music. Janis Joplin was number one this week in 1971. A couple of weeks there. Me and Bobby McGee. Song.
This is a great song. Even if you don't like her, her voice was so perfect for this song.
Right, for this song. Right? But the screaming at the end, I just...
Oh, God.
And Bobby McGee.
Chris Christopherson wrote this?
Yes. Good call. How'd you know that? He was, by the way, you know, he's one of the most prolific writers of country music and pop songs in the country's history. You know that about him. 28 and change at the hour. Top five from 71. Thank you. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps... you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi again urging President Trump to do more to try to combat the growing coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Last night telling CNN he could help save lives.
Implement the Defense Production Act. Everyone who comes in contact administering to the needs of people who are sick or potentially infected deserves our help.
Pelosi was also touting a Democratic plan for a second phase of stimulus legislation that the president has suggested he'd support, but Republican leaders do not. A man who spent the last 18 years behind bars in connection with the 2002 kidnapping and beheading of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, likely to go free now after a Pakistani court overturned overturned his sentence today. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
There's another mouse in my house.
Oh, for real?
Damn mice. I wish they'd get coronavirus. Get rid of that.
Well, careful, because if it's a field mouse, they carry a lot of stuff. They carry all the deer ticks, and there's a new deer tick that's even more, it carries even more viruses that's around, and it's all from the field mice, so be careful.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, I told you I had a tick. Did I say that on the air the other day? I didn't argue.
I don't know if you said it on the air, but it was enough that we all heard it.
Okay. So, Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the DJV program. You can say what you will about Robert Kraft, who's the owner of the Patriots, about the Tom Brady deal and why it didn't get fixed or whatever, but he has, I think he's the only owner of a team who bought his own airplane. There's a 767-200 that used to belong to American Airlines that Kraft bought a couple of years ago. And it's got the insignia on the side of it, big logo, Patriots, yada, yada. So
I thought all the teams had a jet.
I don't think they own one. I think they hired
Maybe
one.
Not.
That's pretty expensive, as you might imagine, to be able to have your own plane. Anyway, he sent the plane over, was it last night or the night before, to China to pick up a million, or actually more than that, I guess 1.2 million masks that had been made or are being made in China.
Yeah, it arrived this afternoon in Boston, so I don't know how long the plane or when he sent it, but
Well, it's an overnight. You can send the ride over there from Boston to Beijing. Let's see, when I flew from San Francisco, it was...
Isn't it like 13 hours or something?
11
like
hours. Yeah. Probably 14 hours in Boston, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, your governor, Charlie Baker, he's going to be greeting it at the at Logan Airport. So when it lands with the Patriots logo, the governor will be there, Robert Kraft will be there, and the lieutenant governor will be there. And then it's all going to be transported to the stockpile in Marlborough, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Right. So come through Framingham. I'm going to grab a few of them as they come through Framingham and get to Marlborough. Yes. So
I'm sure they have. I'm sure it's a police escort because those are hot commodities.
Yeah, absolutely. So why is it that amid all of this, the normally television hosts would the radio people were expected to be on live, but a lot of the TV shows run reruns. They don't want to. You know, they supposedly their contracts, I think, call for 9 months of live shows or something, whatever they are. But they have now decided they want to do the programs from their home. It's really, instead of reruns, it's kind of interesting. I was watching, I did two shows last night. One from this ilk. A little bit of time with Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks. And I found it stimulating to see the two of them in what is probably closer to real life than you would see them in any other circumstances. They have their own studio in their home, and so they got television cameras. They have cameras anyway. They have to just hook them up, and so they're away they go. But then you see some of the other shows, some of the news, some even the local news shows. The reporters are out in the field, but the anchors are at their homes. And then you look at the nightly newscasts on the 3-4 big networks, and it appears that some of those people are participating from their homes as well. And you can tell because the audio is not as good, you know, it's that kind of stuff. But they want to be relevant, to be sure. They want to stay connected in terms of probably the late night shows more than the newscast. They want to stay connected to the audiences. And so I was looking, there was a webinar on yesterday. I've been participating in a lot of these webinars, how to fill out the forms for the SBA and how to deal with some of the farm stuff that I'm dealing with. And this is a radio television advertising thing, how to craft your message in times of uncertainty. And so I thought it was pretty interesting how when you take all of this stuff apart, what really is necessary for people is to feel like they are connected to something because we're really so isolated. Think about it for a second, Victoria. You're in your apartment. The only person you're coming in contact with really is your husband, who's also working from home. You can't see your mother. If you go to the store, you're doing it smartly, so you stay away from anybody who's there. There's no conversation. I remember I used to chat up people in the store when they were buying stuff, conversational.
You're that guy?
I'm that guy. So. But I'm not doing it now.
No.
And so a lady with
her dog actually yesterday approached me with our two little ones, and she had this big yellow lab, and she was like, "Oh, my dog loves little dogs." I'm like, "Stop walking towards me, please. Like, I don't know you. We're staying away from everyone." And to some people, I don't know, they're not getting it. It's just, I don't know. Some people are still not understanding the importance
of staying away from other people. Well, some people are trying to probably be friendly, and they don't really have common sense. You know, that sort of stuff. That's for sure. I thought it was interesting. Helen Mirren, have you seen the post that she's been making?
Mm-mm.
In her Au Naturel? There's a picture of her in her bedroom, on her bed, without any makeup on. No. But she posted this selfie that was pretty stark in the sense that you don't expect.
I just saw it, yeah.
Yeah. She said, "I'll post anything from my house you pay me for. I want donations for an ICU in, I think it's in England. She's working for, you know, any kind of picture you want of me, I'll send it. You got to pledge $1,000 or something. She's got her bedhead on, her glasses on. It's really, I mean, people are outreaching and coming up with creative ways. She asked followers to return the favor by donating to the Intensive Care Society's COVID outreach program. This was a picture I took of me first thing in the morning upon waking up. And it's kind of interesting. We all kind of look like this when we wake up first thing. But then she recited a poem, apparently, for somebody who requested it. I mean, a lot of stuff that you wouldn't expect to see from somebody as accomplished as she is. Anyway, but then if you go to her webs, there's a link that takes you to a fundraiser that supports mental health and well-being for people who are in intensive care and workers who are on the front line in the virus.
It's amazing. There's a story of a doctor in New York. There's a story of a doctor in New York who contracted the virus while treating patients. Luckily, he has now recovered, and he's back in the ER again. He went right back to the front lines. There's so many incredible stories of bravery from all healthcare workers. And, you know, someone on social media the other day made a good point. It's not just doctors and nurses. The hospitals are up and running. So that means the administrators, the non-medical people are also on the front lines. And they have to be at the hospital every day. They can't work from home. So there are a lot of unsung heroes involved in the whole, you know, the whole chain of
can you straighten something out for me?
I would, please. I'll try.
Try to straighten this out, because I have...
It better not be about Tiger King, because I don't know.
No, I said it's about money. I get... there have been several conflicting reports as to whether actually handling cash or handling a credit card is more dangerous.
We were very early with this in the tech report. Yep, the virus lives much longer on plastic and non-porous surfaces. So anything that's glass, metal, or plastic, hard plastic, that's where the virus lives the longest. It can be up to 6-7 days. On paper money, even though it seems counterintuitive, paper money is actually, it doesn't harbor the virus nearly as long. It's like less than a day. So, but a lot of stores are no longer taking cash because they don't want to have their workers interact and hand cash back to people, which makes sense. And so they just want you to use your credit card to swipe. One of the best tips, there was an article I sent around to everybody I know who came for it. It originated from, I think, Women's Health Magazine. A doctor friend of mine sent it to all of us. And it's essentially the reporter trailed a doctor to a grocery store to watch everything that she did. And I learned so much from it. Don't take your cell phone into the store. And if you do, leave it in your pocket where it's not exposed to the air.
Yeah.
Don't wear a watch. Don't wear any jewelry. Lewis took off his wedding ring to go to the grocery store the other day. Don't wear a hat. Don't wear loose clothing. And everything, you know, don't bring sunglasses in because it's hard plastic. Like all the things that you're not to be, because the virus just clings to all of those things. And don't take your wallet. Only take the credit card that you're going to use, and then disinfect that credit card as soon as you get out of the store. So there's lots of stuff. And then your steering wheel, the door handles, all that stuff needs to be sterilized, too, after you leave your car.
Boeing announced this morning they are offering voluntary buyouts to any and all of its 161,000 employees. Their orders are off. They've had 44% of the orders for their twin aisle aircraft, the 787, the 777, 40% of those that are on order have been canceled. 60% of the orders for the 737 have been canceled. I'm surprised they all haven't been canceled. Airbus says that it's off by at least 60% people canceling orders. That's an industry for the next 3 years that's going to be right in the tank because people are not going to fly for a while anyway. At least not to the extent that they have been. And so that's a reaction. But it's very interesting because they now...
So they're offering employees a chance to retire and take a package?
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
Well, at least they're offering them something instead of just furlowing them.
Yeah.
Because so many companies are doing that.
Furloughing probably some of them as well. Boeing has a lot of cash, but they're going through it fast because of all the problems. They've lost $8 billion so far because of the 737 thing. Oof. Thank you for being one of the great customers to My Pillow. That's the message from Mike Lindell, who's been all over the place in the news the last week or so. He was at the White House because the president was congratulating him and other corporate executives who changed their production to make masks for hospitals. That's what they're doing at the MyPillow factory now. Not making pillows, they're making masks. But because things are as they are, and because Mike Lindell came up from nothing, had a tough life, there's a book that he's written that, by the way, you can get a copy of if you order product from MyPillow. You can read his book, The Story of His Life. And also you'll get free shipping using the DJV code, $25 gift card for your next purchase, all kinds of things, plus 66% off on everything. Remember, it was 50-50. It was BOGO. Buy one, get one free. Nope. Not now. Everything is marked down. You can go through the catalog. Excuse me. My horse is created by all of the pollen that's in the air. I apologize for that. The MyPillow deal, you can only get 10 of each thing, but 10 new pillows would be a big help. We all know how it's so great because you can stay healthy by washing and drying the pillows and the sheets and stuff. We've been talking about doing it once a week. Everything you buy at MyPillow has a 10-year warranty and a 60-day guarantee. So if you don't like it in 60 days, you send it back no matter what it is. Use the promo code DJV to buy a standard queen-size pillow, for example, usually $69.99. Yours now for $24.99, and that is across the board, all these savings across the board, everything in the catalog. Visit MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save up to 66%.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Thumb arthritis can be painful.
Well, you have the base of the thumb rubbing on a bone that we call the trapezium.
During that rubbing, the cartilage in the joint can wear away.
And this is where patients will complain of pain and swelling.
Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Sanj Kakkar says nearly half of women over 70 years old may develop thumb arthritis, making for painful moments doing everyday chores and lifelong hobbies. But Dr. Kakkar says there are several options for alleviating the pain.
Initially, the treatment for it is a splint that goes around your thumb.
Topical anti-inflammatory medications and physical therapy are helpful for some patients. Steroid injections reduce pain, too, although the effects can wear off over time. Dr. Kakkar says surgery is a final option when a patient continues to experience debilitating symptoms.
The main surgery there is taking out that bone and then doing some form of suspension to prevent instability of that joint.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Playing. Wasn't this Marvin Hamlisch who did the theme to the spring since has left us, but what a fabulous pianist he was, and this represented some of his best works, best commercial work. He was a big, tall, gangly looking guy with thick glasses. I remember him, big, thick, out of black hair. Remember him?
And I do.
Kind of goofy looking, but man, could he play the piano. Wow. And that music from The Sting brings us into Movie Moments with Chuck Curry here on the DJV program. So there must be some anniversary 40 years ago today. The Sting got stung. What's the story?
April 2nd, 1974, Oscars, or Academy Awards, whatever you want to call them. The Sting won the Oscar, Doug, for Best Picture. One of the great star pairings of all time, Robert Redford and Paul Newman. The second pairing, the first was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. I'll tell you how movies change in terms of the risk-reward. The budget for The Sting, which is a film released in 1973, $5.5 million. It did $159 million at the box office.
So what did they pay those guys then? When you consider all of the big stars that were in that.
I have to say, not even a million apiece, right?
Yeah, right. We're not.
Robert Shaw was also in that
Shaw,
film.
Big stars. And every damn character actor in L.A., was in that
now movie. Now the money they spend on $5.5 million, that's not even the catering budget on a Marvel movie. I mean, serious. It's not.
Right.
I mean, you think about that. $5.5 million for, I mean, all those movies. And I remember, you know, my all time favorite film, The Poseidon Adventure from 72 was produced for $5 million. It was the second highest grossing film of 1972. You know, they didn't spend money like
that.
And
all the special, but the special effects, you know, like the ship itself and what they did. You know, they shoot those movies, like the Titanic. There's a harbor in Mexico someplace on the west, it's the east side. in the Gulf Bay where they shoot all of these movies that are, you know, Titanic was shot there, Poseidon was shot, anything that involves something at sea. What's the movie with Tom Hanks where he was in
Castaway?
Castaway, yep. All of them shot in the same place. It's really
Here, go back to the Oscars of 74. Here are the five movies that were nominated for Best Picture. The Sting won. You had American Graffiti. You had a movie called Cries and Whispers. I do not remember that one. The Exorcist and Touch of Class and The Sting end up winning the Oscar. I did a revival of it a few years ago. Still holds up beautifully. One of the great caper films of all time. Has twist after twist, and that payoff at the end is very well done. That is a really good film.
Yeah, it really is a great film. So what are the chances, I think we mentioned this, was it last Thursday or Friday, of having re-releases of some of these older films? Because when the movie theaters open up again, the product is going to, I mean, it's not...
Be sparse, you know, sparse indeed.
Yeah, right. So I would love to see The Sting on the big screen again, wouldn't you?
I would. I think they're going to... Well, let's speculate. When do you think a movie theater chain will open, July. If you had to take your best guess? I say July also. Yeah. So, yeah, I think for 1 month they're going to have to be creative and bring
back people
some of the older classics.
But you know how I love going to the movies, and you love going to movies. I mean, I'll go see most anything except some of the damn horror crap that you like to go see.
You're missing out there, but...
I know.
But here's the thing. I think some of the smaller chains could follow the blueprint of a chain called the Alamo Draft House, which is able to do a lot of marathons of older film. There's a lot of cool stuff you could do if you're creative. Yeah, I mean,
that's
you could
the
do
LaMale,
with
the Lamley, L-A-M-L-E in Los Angeles. They do the same thing in their theaters.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you could do a smaller theater, could do like a John Hughes Film Festival. You could do a sci-fi. You could do a lot of different creative. It's harder for the bigger chains to do that stuff because it's not as personalized as a smaller theater. You know, smaller theaters could have introductions, you could have Q&As, there's a lot of different creative things you could do for at least a month or two, where the bigger chains are a little bit more complex in their model. But like I said, going for a lot of people are, the streaming viewership, Doug, is way up. People are home, and they are going to Netflix and Disney Plus and a few other ones. CBS streaming is now offered not 1 month, but 2 months of free streaming. So there's some benefits to home viewing, and we'll see how this all plays out, home viewing versus theatrical, in the next 3 or 4 months, how this all plays out.
That's for sure. Chuck Curry here on the DJV program with his expertise when it comes to movies and DVDs, that sort of thing. It's 59 past the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.